So this Kepler thing we've been talking about, again, if you missed his quote, basically, I mean, he's saying he expected to be the everyday left fielder, which he's certainly not the everyday, but he plays a lot more than others. And he's saying that not playing every day has affected him in a negative way. Rob Thompson was obviously asked about that after Kepler's public declarations. Here is Rob Thompson discussing it.
A lot of guys get frustrated when they don't play every day, you know? And I hear the whole rhythm thing. What I do tell these guys is if you think that by having a day off it's going to ruin your rhythm, well, it probably will. It probably will. So you got to figure that out and keep working and keep grinding and trust your ability. Hey, I trust Max. I really do. He started, 60 games for us? So I kind of consider that a starter myself. But, yeah, I see where the frustration is, you know. But because these guys want to play, and that's a good thing.
All right, that audio courtesy of NBC Sports Philadelphia. So clearly Topper taking his guys back, which you would expect him to do. Like, he didn't blowtorch him. Like, John, there's certain – like, your high school coach probably would have, you know – certain coaches just...
I'm surprised. I mean, I'm not surprised that Topper's doing this.
No, me neither.
I do, in today's kinder, gentler way of bringing these guys along. I think this is kind of the only way you can approach this stuff.
I think it's the right approach by Rob Thompson. Doesn't mean privately he might not hammer them. He might hammer them privately.
I hope he does.
I do too.
And they feel, and basically in private, it's, we feel you have limitations. That's why you've only started 3 of the 24 games against lefties. So that's something you need to work on. That's something you need to be aware of. This is how you get better. Take notes. Yeah. You know, like, get better at what we are telling you you are weak at.
Yeah, and look, I support Rob Thompson handling it that way. Now, obviously, he could have been a lot more tough publicly. And listen, I think the thing, James, someone like you would probably say, I hope he's privately tough.
Yeah, of course.
And we never know because we're never in, you know, the walls of that clubhouse. So we've wondered this for a long time on Rob Thompson. But I do think he handled it well publicly there.
He was a little pointed in the beginning where he said, well, if you think it's going to bother you, then it probably is going to bother you.
Well, also the line about, I'd consider him an everyday player, but, you just toss that in there.
And I thought he had a couple pointed remarks in there.
Well, he said something else that, matter of fact, James, do me a favor and play it one more time because I just want everyone to hear this thing about him and rhythm, and if you don't play every day, you probably will lose rhythm. I want to make a point. I want to be on the record now, 3 months before the playoffs, about something that is so potentially massively important for this team's chances to win a World Series. Listen to him talking about how you can get out of rhythm if you don't play every day, and I'm going to make a point that has nothing to do with Kepler.
A lot of guys get frustrated when they don't play every day, you know? And I hear the whole rhythm thing. What I do tell these guys is if you think that by having a day off it's going to ruin your rhythm, well, it probably will. It probably will. So you got to figure that out and keep working and keep grinding and trust your ability. Hey, I trust Max. I really do. He started, 60 games for us. So I kind of consider that a starter myself. But, yeah, I see where the frustration is, you know. But because these guys want to play, and that's a good thing.
All right. I want everyone to hear me loud and clear on this, and I mean it. I really mean this. If there's one thing from today's show I hope you remember, it's this, and I hope you remember it for the next 3 months. If the Phillies win the division and get a bye and have the 1 or 2 seed and don't get to play in the first week of the playoffs, I said this last year and everyone laughed at me. I'm going to say it again. I want them to play a real simulated game, meaning 9 innings on the Tuesday, on the Wednesday, on the Thursday, maybe on the Friday, while the other teams are playing a best of 5 in the first round, or excuse me, best of 3 in the first round. But you don't get to play till like that Saturday or Sunday in the playoffs. I want them to play. You take off the Monday. Guys, you played 162 games. You deserve Monday off. I want a real game on Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday at Citizens Bank Park. Because don't let them get out of rhythm. And I know last year when I said this, John, I remember you and James Rhea. I don't remember exactly you, but I remember there was pushback on me. Well, guys could get injured. Yes, guys could get injured. I accept that. I'd rather have the chance, which is a fairly small chance, of guys getting injured than 26 guys getting out of rhythm. So I'm serious, and I'm telling you guys that there's one thing to hear me on today's show. It's this fact. If the Phillies get the bye, and by the way, right now they're tied for it. They're tied with the Cubs. They both have they're tied for the second best record in baseball, National League, slightly behind the Dodgers. The three teams are very close. There's a good chance the Phillies will get a bye. If they get it, play. I want on the Tuesday Sanchez versus Ranger. I'm serious.
Out of your mind.
No, if they get hurt,
you really think that makes a huge difference?
You think they want? You think you want nothing for 5 days?
No. I would prefer.
I want a game.
I don't like 5 days.
I'm not saying batting cage. Yeah. I mean a game. I want a game on Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, maybe Friday. I got to look up when the playoffs would start for the Phillies. I'm serious.
Didn't the Braves do that
These
2 years
guys
in a row?
Are I don't know. Not going to be happy with this idea.
I don't know, John. After the way they lost last year and they know they beat the Braves a couple years, I'm telling you guys. I
think it's going to be hard
I do not de-throttle. I mean, pedal to the frickin' metal. I'm trying to win a World Series. I will risk an injury instead of my guys out of rhythm. Remember, by the way, when Goddard came back right before the playoffs last year, do you guys remember Sirianni gave everybody week 18 off? Everybody on offense, except for Goddard, because he hadn't played. Sometimes being in rhythm matters. He had Goddard play week 18 when no one else played just to get him in rhythm. I want guys in rhythm for the postseason. All right, let's go to the phones. Tim in Swedesboro. Tim, good morning.
Hey, guys. How you guys doing?
Doing well, Tim.
Yeah, we're good, buddy.
You know, Joe, I was thinking of, I should call you Mjolnir, you know, Thor's hammer.
Well, I don't know that reference. What is that?
That is so, Thor's so hammer, far Mjolnir? From the target. Joe is not Mjolnir.
I don't know that.
No idea.
Thor's hammer, like Thor's magical hammer. He's
named
Mjolnir. Mjolnir.
Tim, I'm just trying to be the little engine that could, my man. Like I said on Friday, I'm just a squirrel trying to find a nut. That's all
little
I am,
is
man.
The operative word.
I'm with that. Listen, people had me as underdog. That's fine. They can keep me as underdog. I'm just trying to find my way in the world, Tim.
Well, that was impressive.
Thank you.
Well, with golf, that was impressive. I heard that was impressive.
I appreciate
but
that.
I also want to. I want to say, man, I'm with you too with the Ranger thing. I'm with you on that. I mean, I really want him to stay. I mean, this guy pitches a gem almost every night he starts. And what I'm thinking is, like, I don't know what to do to keep him. Like, I don't,
so you know the four, I you know like, the four or five options. Which one do you think is best? I laid them out earlier. You could trade Wheeler. No one's going to want to do that. You could trade Sanchez.
No.
You could trade Lizardo. You could trade Painter. What do you want to do?
I would honestly.
How about it. Mick Abel? Can I go Mick Abel?
Well, no, because you still have. I haven't even mentioned him, which is sad because he deserves to be mentioned. But yeah, I mean, you'd have to trade Abel and someone else. So what do you want to do, yeah. Tim? How do you do it?
Well, I'm going to say no way. Wheeler's out of the question. No way.
I agree with
Abel
that.
Abel and Nola.
No.
By the way, Wheeler would be 10-5 also, I think.
No. He's only been here he hasn't been here 10 years.
No, but he's been in baseball
five
for
10 years.
I think he has. I think it's a 6 year with the Phillies.
He might not be a 10 year guy in baseball then.
I'll look it up. I think he's 10-5. Go ahead, Tim.
No, Nola and Sanchez.
Ooh, I'm not good with.
Well, you better get
Sanchez.
Back an awful lot, man.
Because I know Nola's contract is like
an albatross. Yeah, Nola, and then you're going to have to add something really sweet. I guess that's
Mick Abel's about as sweet as I'm willing to go. Another thing I'm thinking about is, like, I know Schwarber has to get paid, too.
Yeah.
Well, he doesn't have to, but, yeah, if you keep him, he has to. I mean, this is where it gets very complicated. I think it's like 50-50 Schwarber will be back. Because he's going to get a really good contract, and I don't know that they're going to commit that.
I mean, I hear that he's... Like, what is he, like over 30 home runs now from last I heard?
Schwarber weighs near 30. He's getting near Schmidt's pre-All-Star break record for the Phils. Whatever.
Schwarber has 25 home runs.
25, yeah. Yeah.
Close to 30.
Look, Schwarber and Trey have so clearly been their top two hitters this year. Tim, it's an incredible conundrum. Give me an answer for a regular song, not a theme song, but a regular song closely associated with a movie.
Well, the last caller took my answer, so I'm going to go with My Heart Will Go On from the Titanic.
Sure, and that's another nice big one.
You know, Schwarber's still OPS sitting 923.
No, I mean, he's been tremendous.
Just amazing.
And that's with a not great year. June.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
This year, that's yeah. been dropping.
Yeah. Wow. James, what do you see on Wheeler and his tenure and all that? What do you notice?
It looks like he has been in the league for over 10 years. It's hard to because it's actually about like actual starts and time. But he's been in the league for 11 years, so he probably is there.
Yeah, I thought he would be. I mean, for all we know, he could have gotten a no-trade clause when he signed that new deal also.
They're not
trading
him anyway. Like, it's just
they're not going to trade Wheeler.
It's not even on the table.
All right, so sad baseball news over the weekend, the passing of the great Dave Parker. Now, I didn't see prime Dave Parker. My older siblings did, and man, did they used to say he was a feared hitter when the Phils were, you know, the Schmitty Phils were.
His gun.
Oh, his arm.
Cannon of a gun.
His arm was something. And so Hall of Famer Dave Parker passed away over the weekend. Not too old, so that's sad. Great player, obviously. I saw him near the end, you know, some of those A's teams, and he was a hell of a player, but I did not see his prime. Jason Stark had an incredible tweet about Dave Parker, which will kind of bring home, I think, further sadness, but I want to read it. Because Parker had just gotten elected to the Baseball Hall of Fame.
Yeah, this year.
Yeah. So listen to this tweet, John. Here's Jason Stark's tweet. Heartbroken is the word for the passing of the late, great Dave Parker just a few weeks before his Hall of Fame induction day. A quote, this is what Stark says, Parker said recently, quote, "I've been holding in this speech for 15 years.
Ah,
he said right after his election in January. And then Stark says, "We couldn't wait to hear it. R.I.P. to the Cobra."
Tough.
That is tough, man.
What a nickname.
Oh, the Cobra was
a nickname. Yeah.
That's
a great name.
That is a great nickname. So, Dave Parker, that's a big loss for sports. Yeah.